New Perek, Perek Tes, Meseches Brochus. Haroya Mokom Shenase Bo Nisim Li Yisrael. If a person saw a place where a nes was made to Roiv of Am Yisrael. So Omer, he says a brocha, Baruch Sha'osa Nisim Lavosena Bo Mokom Hazeh. For example, if he saw the very same stone that Moshe Rabbeinu sat upon when he davened for victory against Amalek, you make a brocha with Shem Umalchus, Baruch Ato Hashem, etc., that made miracles for our avos in this place. Malkum Shinek Rimen Avodah Zorah, if he saw a place in Eretz Yisrael where Avodah Zorah was taken away, Omer, he says a brocha, Baruch Ato Hashem, etc., Sha'okar Avodah Zorah Me'artzeinu. If he saw a place in Chutz Loretz, so he says, Sha'okar Mimenu Avodah Zorah Mimokum Hazeh. If we're dealing with a private nes, so the person makes a brocha, Sha'osa Li Nes B'mokum Hazeh. And his son and grandchild also have to make a brocha, Sha'osa Nes La'avoisai B'mokum Hazeh. Mishnah Beis. Al Azikin V'al Azavois V'al Abrokim V'al Hora'omim V'al Abruchois Umen Boruch Shekochom Olei Olam. One shot in the Rav is that Zikin is a flying comet. On earthquakes, on lightning, on thunder, and on hurricane winds, you make a brocha, Shekochom Olei Olam. His strength fills the world. If you prefer, the Rav says you can make a brocha Ose Ma'ase Bereshis Al Hehorim V'al Agvois V'al Yamim V'al Hanahoros V'al Midboros. On mountains, hills, seas, rivers, and deserts, Omer Boruch Ose Ma'ase Bereshis. Here you dafka say this brocha, the one who made the act of creation. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Haro Esayam HaGodol Omer Boruch Sha'ose Esayam HaGodol. The one who sees the great ocean, he should say a special brocha Sha'ose Esayam HaGodol. It refers to the great oceans. Bizman shira osa lefrokim. That's only if you haven't seen it within 30 days. Ala geshamim v'ala besoros atoves. If there's rainfall or good news that both you and somebody else benefit, Omer you say boruch hatov v'hametiv. You make a brocha hatov that Hashem is good to you v'hametiv and good to others. V'al shmuz rois Omer boruch dayin ho'emes. But if it's bad news, you say the brocha of dayin ho'emes. Mishnah Gimel. If a person bought a new house or new furniture, new kelim, even if he has others like that, he should make a brocha. If others benefit, he should say hatovu meitiv. You make a brocha on what's bad, even though it can bring to good. Who then you make a brocha on what's good, even if it can lead to bad? An example of bad which can lead to good is if a flood destroyed your crops, but it will make your field better for the future. An example of good which can lead to bad is if you find a lost object. It can lead to bad because the king will punish you if you don't give it to him. If a person davens on what was, it's considered a davening in vain. If his wife was already pregnant and he said, that it should be a male, even though that was already decided, Harezu tefila shav, it's a tefila in vain. Hayavo haderech, baderech v'shama kol tzvocha bo'ir. If he was traveling and he heard the sounds of screams in the city, v'yomer yirotzen shelo yiyu elu b'nei beisi, and he davens that halavai that shouldn't be his family. Harezu tefila shav, that's a tefila in vain because what happened already happened. Mishnah Dalid. Hanichnas lakrach mispalo shtayim. When a person enters a large city where there are dangerous characters there, you should daven twice. One when you enter, that you should enter in peace. One when you leave, that you should leave in peace. Arba, four tefilos. He adds that when you enter the city, you should thank Hashem for entering in peace, and when you leave, you should thank Hashem for leaving in peace. Mishnah Hey. A person should make a brocha on bad, baruch dayin ho'emes, with the same joy as when he makes a brocha on good. What does that mean? With both of your inclinations, even with your bad inclination, one pshat is even when you're angry. Even if Hashem takes away your life, with your wealth, you should be willing to give up your wealth. That whatever way Hashem decides to treat you, you should thank Him very much. Until now we spoke about Avas Hashem, now we switch to Yiras Hashem. Lo yokel odem es rosho keneged shahar mizrach. A person should not act in a light fashion opposite the shahar mizrach, shu mechuvan keneged beis kodesh hakadoshim, which is directly opposite the kodesh hakadoshim, meaning outside of the Har HaBayis, opposite the Shaar Mizrach, straight through, directly opposite is the Kodesh HaKadoshim, because the gates were opposite each other, the Shaar Mizrach, the Shaar of the Ezras Noshim, of the Ezras Yisrael, of the Ulam, of the Hechel, and then to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Lo yikonis laharabayis b'makloi, uva manoloi, uva fundosoi, uva avak shaar raglav. A person should not enter the harabayis, which is the machna levia, with a stick, with a shoe on, with his money belt, or with dust on his feet. Lo yasenu kapandaya. He should not use it as a shortcut, or a kikumi kavachomer, or spit on it from a kavachomer from wearing a shoe. If you can't wear a shoe, even though that's not called bizoyan, certainly you can't spit on it. Kol chos me brochos shahayu b'mikdosh hayu omrim mina olam. When they would end off a bracha in the Beis HaMikdosh, they would say, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael min ha'olam. And then the Kehila would answer, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusol Yolam Vo'ed. But Mishakilkulu HaMinim. But after the Bayis Rishon, when the Minim became twisted, V'yomu, they said, Ein Olam Elo'echa, there's only one world, there's no Tchias HaMesim. Yiskinu Sheyo Omrim min ha'olam v'yad olam. So they would say, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael min ha'olam v'yad olam, Mogen Avram, Uchonin Hadoas, etc. The Va'ad Ha'olam includes Olam Haba. V'yiskinu sheyeh odam shol eshlam chaver b'ashem. They were mesak, and a person can greet his friend with a shem Hashem, shenema, as it says, v'nei boaz bomi beis lechem, v'yom ala koitzim Hashem imochem. We find Boaz greeted the harvesters by saying Hashem imochem, Hashem is with you, with a shem Hashem. V'yom alo yivarechachu Hashem, and they said, may Hashem bless you. Perhaps you'll say that was his own personal opinion. That's not the halacha. No, v'omer, it says Hashem imcha gibor hachoyl, that the Malach greeted Gideon by saying, Hashem is with you, with the Shem Hashem. Perhaps you'll say that he was only promising him that Hashem will be with him. It wasn't a greeting. No, v'omer al tovuz ki zokni imecho. This pasuk means that don't treat lightly Boaz, meaning the anhog of the Gdolim, ki zokni imecho, because rather learn out from the zakenim of your people, meaning Boaz was from the Gdolim, you can learn out from his behavior. V'omer eis lasos Hashem hefer teresecho, because he has what to rely upon, the pasuk that says there is a time to do for Hashem, to break your Torah. Rabbi Nosson Omer, Heferu Torasecho, Eis Lasos Hashem. Sometimes we are Mevatel Devar Torah in order to do the Ratzon Hashem. When somebody greets his friend with a Shem Hashem, that's the Ratzon of Hashem, because the pasuk says, Bakke Shalom V'Rodfeo, you should seek peace. This is a way of seeking peace. Nishlamo, Meseches, Brochos.